Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 271. Inspiration. You seem to be surprised that I look at matters in the light that I do. You speak of the resolution that you thought ought to have passed at the General Conference. What did that resolution comprehend? It virtually said that nothing should be taught in the college, but that which had been taught during the past year. Now, my dear brother, I would not wound your feelings, I would not grieve your soul or discourage you, but I must lay some things open before you. I told the conference what had been shown me in the past in reference to resolutions which covered the same ground. I stated that many things had been taught in the college that was as seed sown in minds and would yield a harvest which would not be pleasant to reap. I stated that I had light in reference to this matter. Both in the Battle Creek Tabernacle and in the college the subject of inspiration has been taught, and finite men have taken it upon themselves to say that some things in the scriptures were inspired and some were not. I was shown that the Lord did not inspire the articles on inspiration published in the review, neither did he approve their endorsement before our youth in the college. When men venture to criticize the word of God, they venture on sacred, holy ground and had better fear and tremble and hide their wisdom as foolishness. God sets no man to pronounce judgment on his word, selecting some things as inspired and discrediting others as uninspired. The testimonies have been treated in the same way, but God is not in this. Infidel arguments have been brought into the college for the purpose of instructing our youth how to argue against infidelity. The seeds of infidelity may not at once be developed, yet they will manifest their existence when temptation arises. I have been shown that doubts will enter the heart, arguments in favor of infidelity will fasten in the mind that will finally lead to skepticism as a result of this course.